Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello,
mate.
So,
Well, listen, we should mention that. That was nice, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was great.
A running commentary fan, halfway through an interval, stopped to tell us that he's enjoying it.
Yeah,
we'll
yeah.
take that.
Yeah, he stopped and told us. To be fair, you know, if I'm brutally honest, he did say, "You, Paul Tonkinson," and he thanked you for your podcast, and he looked at me once.
Mate.
I don't know.
Because he was too shy to let
I
on.
Not,
He's a real fan of you,
yeah,
and he
it.
Just didn't want to...
That's it.
He didn't want to cramp your style.
Now, we are in Edinburgh, still in Edinburgh, having talked to all those comedians. If technology is on our side, you might have heard some of that.
Yeah.
But today, we're not chatting with comics. We're going to see some real Edinburgh. And
Rob's going to show me the Edinburgh ropes.
That's right. And this run starts slightly unprepossessingly, but you'll like it when we get onto it. Oh, look, we've got a red man. So, the other thing about being in Edinburgh is...
You can enjoy the Edinburgh summer.
Yeah, absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's chilly, it's windy, it's dry.
Continuous drizzle.
It's not raining right
now,
though, is it?
At this second, but undoubtedly will at some point during the run.
Yes, it will. So, we're going to do 10 today, but we'll do it in two quite different fives.
Yeah.
See how that plays out. And the other thing is... Because I was up here before you and on holiday before that.
Yeah.
I don't know your running story for the last few weeks.
We haven't really seen much of each other, actually, have we?
No.
Well, I've been doing bits and bobs. I suppose the big story is the park run PB smashing of the... Woo!
Oh,
here they are now.
That's how fast we're going.
Woo!
Breaking the law.
Slow down, you guys. Slow down.
Ease up.
Come on, fellas, there's a speed limit. I've been trying to break 90 minutes for 5K this summer as a prelude to having a go at the...
Well, listeners will know that you went from 1923 to 1922.
Yes.
And then I think...
And then I got to 1908.
1908.
And this is as a prelude to trying to beat 3 for the marathon. The idea was to get quicker.
Yeah.
And then I did... A fast, flattish course on your recommendation in Manchester.
Yeah, South Manchester Park.
Flat on fields.
Where I got my PB, a poor 1946 by comparison. Nothing poor about it.
There's nothing poor about it.
Just in this context.
And I managed to do, I got 1838. So that just felt great.
Yeah.
Just felt really...
1830, I mean, so you didn't just beat it, you got 30 seconds off it.
Yeah, and
did
I think
it feel like that? Was that what the run felt like?
Well, to be honest, I think a lot of it was like...
Sorry.
You're okay. I had a couple of days just backing off the training before, and you really feel it in your legs when they're that fresh, don't
so
you?
So it was the break that did it.
Yeah, I think
look,
so.
Look,
you're
right, it's the old Odeon. It's absolutely gorgeous there, but...
It's a real shame, isn't it? That's a real shame. You just feel it when you actually just rest a bit before one of those 5Ks.
So that was part of it.
Yeah, it was, undoubtedly, yeah.
And also, you were saying, I mean, it's a funny thing, because... We do get on well with that course, and we both got good speeds there. But it's not... It's interesting, because I think it's more psychologically good than kind of flat or anything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very flat, but it's interesting. It's got some muddy puddles and sharp turns and things. I think it's as much because it's fun and doesn't repeat itself.
It's not laps, yeah, because we tend to do Ivory Fields a lot, which is a decent course, but it has a gentle, gradual, quite long hill every lap, and it's five laps.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just find yourself wavering on the third lap out of pure kind of sort of halfway through knackeredness. You
yes,
know?
Yep, yep, yep.
It's hard to maintain, isn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, when you've got your twists and turns, there's an element of drama about it. If you just fix on the vest of the bloke in front and try and stay with him.
What was the weather like when you were there?
It was nice, yeah. It was just really nice, yeah. And really friendly.
I was going to say, you met people and chatted and stuff.
Oh, just really cool Mancunians, just really chatty.
The one other thing about that South Manchester Park on which you must have made use of, probably more use than me, is the finish.
Yeah.
You come out on the edge of that lake.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
you
yeah,
start
yeah.
By.
You've got a long. You can see the finish.
Lights are with us today.
It's quite dramatic because you're by the side of a lake.
Yeah.
You sort of burst out of a woodland path and then you turned. And the great thing about it was they had markers at each kilometre. Then they had a 500 metres away from the finish marker and a 250 metres.
Yeah.
So you get to 250 metres and obviously you just leg it. And it just helps you out, doesn't
Look
it?
Look where we are now. We're down a cobbled street off the road, the Pleasance. There's a glimpse of Salisbury Crags. And that building
that looks good.
On the right there is the old railway yard. And this is where we pick up. I'm quite pleased with that because
yeah.
I found that half by accident, if I'm honest. This is the old railway building. And the old railway used to run from here. And when I say old, really old.
Right.
This is called the Innocent Railway. And it was called that because when they built it, it was innocent of steam. Yeah. They said, oh, we're not using steam, that's far too dangerous.
Right.
Which, to be fair, at the time, I mean, it really was. So it was brand new. Horses.
Really?
Yeah, like canal boats, except... Yeah.
Is it my imagination, or are you jangling?
I'm jingling really badly. I'll just deal with that
right
now.
Is it the keys, is it?
It's my keys. I can put them in a different pocket.
Do you want me to carry them?
And no, I'll put them in a different pocket. Okay, thank you. So, yeah, that's what we're taking, the Innocent Railway.
Right.
Out of... yeah, I'll just throw them on the ground.
Just
so, yo, so you ran into that last finish with a good old...
Oh, yeah, I legged it.
Yeah.
It's really nice, yeah. I overtook one person, but one person did me as well, so it was a kind of proper to and fro.
Oh, you had a race to the finish?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And did you shake hands afterwards?
I think we did, actually.
Yeah, it was all quite friendly.
We did, actually, before he kind of
That's good.
Flipped me over and threw me into the canal.
I was just checking. I was still recording after the great key debacle of 2016. The keys are in a snug pocket.
Nice.
The recorder's still going.
Here we go, we're on the cycling lane. Look out.
There's a bike coming.
Sorry.
In the old days, that bike would have been pulled by horses.
Yeah.
So, and so right now, this psychopath is kind of wandering through houses like psychopaths you've seen before. But this Innocent Railway, it's going to get interesting, Paul. It's going to get quite exciting. So, well, I did a really nice park run in your absence as well.
Yeah, where were you at?
Lovely, actually. I was in Nottingham at the Glee Club there for the weekend.
Mm.
And the weather was just gorgeous. This was late July.
Yeah.
Probably the 22nd, something like that.
Was it as good as like Edinburgh weather, like Edinburgh in August?
Oh, it wasn't as good as this
No,
one.
Nothing could compete
No,
with
it wasn't kind of like a Victorian winter that you get.
Sleet and mist.
Remember, when you're talking about the Edinburgh weather, that my work here in Edinburgh is nocturnal.
Yeah.
So I get to night and sleet. I'm enjoying this weather because of what's the word I'm looking for? Daylight.
Yeah.
So... we run straight on with this unprepossessing little road hit past these garages to a point which I would say 95% of the people who go up to Arthur's Seat don't see or know about.
Yeah, well, I don't know about
it. Which is a tunnel. We're going into a tunnel.
That looks great, mate.
It's exciting.
This is exciting.
Look at the other end of it. I mean, I think it's about a quarter of a mile long.
Wow.
Slight downhill. It's lit all the
Perfect.
Way. Perfect. I mean, it's so Harry Potter. I'm sure there's a secret entrance into the Wizarding World in here.
What a find.
Yeah, check it. You might be able to hear it, listeners.
Woo!
Is there a sound change there?
Must be a bit of atmos with that, sure.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? So, I mean, as long as we don't get murdered, this is really exciting,
yeah,
isn't
it's
it?
Brilliant.
So I'm in a band up here, and all the young guys in the band are in loads of bands, because that's what you do if you're in a band for a job. And they said there's no Edinburgh band who don't have a photo of themselves here.
Taken here, yes. It's made for dramatic, moody band publicity shots. So you're in Nottingham.
Yeah, sorry. So I did what I normally do in Nottingham. The hotel and the comedy club are along the canal south of the city.
Yeah.
And I just run south, well, actually, from the south of the city, I run east along the canal.
Right.
And it's just gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I looked up the park run, and it was like my normal run plus half a mile.
Yeah.
It started just there. I'm trying to remember what it's called. It'll come back to me. And then Nottingham Meadows, oh no. And yeah, like I say, absolutely gorgeous. I walked some of the way there, so I didn't have too many miles in my legs. But I ran the last mile to warm up, you know.
Which you always feels better, doesn't it, if you get a mile warmer?
Oh, yeah. That's our recommendation. If you're running a park run, run to the park run.
Yeah.
Gentle, but don't
within
start
reason.
Cold.
Yeah.
And then the park run is gorgeous. It's by this, Beeston. That's
right.
Where it is. And there's a weir there and a huge playing field.
What
so they start on the playing field there. And it's like a really big loop.
Right.
It goes along this sort of gravel track, along a field, along near to the river, back to the lock.
Yeah.
And then there's a little up and down, is like a hairpin to make up the distance. And it also just touches the canal there. And yeah, I saw it in glorious sunshine, but I should imagine any week of the year, that's a great run. And it felt wonderful. I really enjoyed it.
Sounds great, mate. Was it pretty busy?
Yeah, loads of people there.
Yeah.
And I came in right at the front. I did find, you know, sort of not aside from self-deprecating about your parkrun times, we're just coming out of the tunnel now. Look at that, it's magical,
wow.
It's so green. That's just fantastic.
Daring the Explorer strikes gold.
Yeah,
yet again.
Check it.
Yeah.
We must remember that this is a slight downhill, so you think, oh, it's lovely, I feel great. We're underneath Samson's ribs on Arthur's Seat as well.
Right.
Serious geological feature. It's like a big sort of set of strips of stone. See them there?
Yeah.
Ooh. Sorry. So, I think that maybe that course is measured slightly long.
What, in Nottingham?
Yeah.
Right.
Because I was going great guns. That was my best run for weeks.
Yeah.
And I came in about 10th.
Right.
And it was a good... It's 20:38 or something.
Right.
I don't know.
There must be some...
I think there's a mild discrepancy.
An anomaly. There must be, yeah.
But it was lovely. It was really good. I recommend it to anyone.
I'll tell you what, it's good for runners at Edinburgh, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot on offer here, isn't there?
But what it... Also, it's good for runners. It's even better for me because I've done quite a lot of running here, so I can be really boring about it.
Yeah.
People really need to watch out for me. I say, I might go for a run while I'm here, and I'll get my map out and say, what you need to do is head south to the Braeburn. Samson's Ribs and Chisel.
There's so much strengthy hills to get into.
Absolutely.
To tuck into. Yeah.
Well, the famous Mickey D, the force of nature that is our running compadre, Mickey D, famously...
Did
more than once, I think, has run up Arthur's Seat. Well, more than every day.
Right.
50 times in a festival.
Crazy.
Which is three weeks.
Yeah, so you're going to be strong.
Yeah.
You're going to come back a lot stronger.
Absolutely. Well, talking about strength and distance, aside from parkruns, what have you done? What are you doing? How's it going?
Just been doing... trying to get some miles in.
Yeah.
Did a 15. Feel the need to get some longer runs in.
Yeah.
I had one where I was running around... Clissold Park, you know that bit in the nature reserve where you run around
the kind of wood chips behind the trees there.
Yeah, and then you run over the bridge into the nature reserve.
Oh right.
You know what's that nature reserve off
oh,
the back?
Woodbury Down.
Woodbury Down, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was running onto the bridge by the cafe there.
Yeah.
And there's some guy there giving leaflets on the little corner of the bridge.
Yeah.
And he said, do you mind not running, mate? I was like, what? He said, do you mind not running?
Oh.
And I was like, why? Because of the vibrations. Because the bridge bounces.
Right.
I said, I don't want you to run over the bridge to the thing. So, I had to... It's a nature reserve.
Yeah.
So I had to walk. But it felt a bit weird.
Yeah.
It feels a bit unpoliceable, because he's not going to be there every day.
No, and
it also felt absurd, because surely nature's used to
exactly.
A bit of bounce.
I think if the birds, insects, flowers and fish affected by you coming down there can't handle it, then maybe evolution, it's time for them to go.
Yeah, I think it struck me as pretty lunatic. And also...
Yeah.
Where does that end? Can large people not go on the bridge?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Are we going to have some kind of weight restriction.
Yeah, yeah.
Are they not familiar with my light cadence?
He's like a bouncer knocking off bouncers. Like, you look a bit too bouncy. So.
But it was those people who tip so far into being into nature, which of course I love. I'm crazy about nature.
Yeah, and we love Woodbury Down and respect
it. Woodbury Down's
wonderful
amazing.
Regeneration.
But they go so far into it, they lose all. You know, this woman was there, she's going, it bounces. It was like one of the most pathetic sentences I've ever heard.
Yeah, yeah.
Surely. And the irony is, you cross a bridge and you get into a really noisy cafe.
Yes.
With loads of kids skinning around, making as much noise
and
as possible.
I'm prepared to bet they quite often scoot along that bridge.
Yes, of course.
And maybe it's part of it. They've got these guys have got a, they've got themselves into a position where they kind of prove their commitment
to
by
the nature.
Having this miserable experience of sitting at the end of the bridge saying, don't scoot, don't run, don't be fat.
It's like birds can handle this.
Yeah.
You know.
That's a bit sexist. Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah. It felt a bit, excuse me.
Did it?
Yeah. It felt a little
I'm bit. Glad you got all of our attention before you hawked and disposed of that loogie.
It felt a bit serious for me.
Yeah.
And it put up slight downer on the next quarter of a mile.
Oh, it would really, that would have.
That kind of thing sticks in your
That
craw.
Would have wound me up like a good one.
But I did stop and walk.
Yeah.
But I ran the last 5 yards over the bridge. Take that.
Show system. You. We're running down this wonderful straight bit of road. So I'm going to try and get a backwards selfie so you can see it behind us. Can we? But there's a backwards selfie. Can you see the path behind us? There it is. Okay. It's Tonkinton in. Good. Nice. Great shot. That's one's going in the gallery.
Yeah.
Well, this is less running related. But here in Edinburgh, there is a little bit of a... I think that the service industry is a bit habitually mean here. Comes as a bit of a shock.
It's not LA, sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Yeah. There is a bit of a tradition among people in shops and cafes and restaurants to treat customers like idiots. And that's like, that's what you're supposed to do, you know?
Yeah.
And came up against it a bit when I first got up here. It's not always the case, I must stress that.
All right, mate.
Morning, everyone. Not morning, is it? It's afternoon. So I went in the shop, and I was grumpy. It's down on the grass market on the weekend day. Very, very busy.
And what were you after?
I was after icy cold water to slake
for your throat.
My vocal cords, so I could keep chatting to the family without breaking my voice.
Because you're working your throat pretty extensively throughout the festival.
Absolutely. I'm talking from midnight till 1 and singing from 3 till 5 in the morning. So, you know, I don't mind a husky edge. I don't want to snap the thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, I went in the shop. There's a guy loading up the shelves, and he took his time getting out of my way. I was kind of stuck trying to get to the fridge.
Oh, I'm just loading shelves. What do you expect?
Yeah, absolutely.
I was coming in the shop.
So I got to the fridge, and I reached to the back to get a cold one, which there was.
Yeah.
It's all important. He's been fronting them up. There's cold ones. There's warm ones. As I did it, this guy said to me, all the same. Okay. All the same. They're all the same. It's like, they're not.
They're obviously not all the
I
same.
I need a cold one.
Yeah.
This one's cold. I'm the customer.
Yeah.
Why do you need me to be an idiot?
Yeah.
I was absolutely livid. The great thing about it was, I was that cross that I just said all of that exactly to him.
Good for you.
I said,
mate.
They're not all the same. I need a cold one. Why do you need me to be an idiot? Look at this. This is part of the oldest iron bridge in the world.
Wow.
Yeah, in the it's only wow. Little, it's in the middle of the path there.
This is...
It says, erected March 1831. This is the cast iron bridge.
It's £133, 10 shillings, pre-Brexit.
God, pricey.
Yeah, when a pound meant something.
So, you know...
So you said that to him?
Yeah, I said, why? I said, they're not all the same. I need a cold one. Why? What do you want? You know, I'm the customer. I don't know exactly what I said, but I gave him a very hard time.
And what was his response?
He went quiet and went away.
That'll be 89.
That's a win.
Please.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And then I went to... I was really sad, actually, because I said to my family, we should go for a nice Sunday meal, you know, to get in this crazy life.
Yeah.
To remind ourselves of the weekends.
Yeah.
How far do you think we've gone, by the way?
What, now?
Yeah.
About 1.72.
Good, I like that. Well, let's test that. So we're going to go 2.5 miles this way and then turn back. So we've gone just over 2, so just
have
another
we?
Half
right,
mile
okay,
up cool. Here. It's a nice place to loop round, actually, so we'll do that.
Right.
So I said it'd be lovely, wouldn't it, if you could go for like a roast at tea time on Sunday.
That would be nice.
And the hawk, Julia, my lovely wife, facilitated this. You know, while I was sleeping off my ridiculous late night adventures, she booked into this nice...
Did a bit of research.
...hotel for a posh roast for the kids. Not that much in the vegan options, but they did chunky chips and a superfood salad type
like
deal.
It, yeah.
Oh, we'll have that. And we went down there. He went down there and stood. She'd booked it up.
Right.
Stood there for a bit.
What have they been standing there?
Nothing. Went and spoke to his bloke at the bar.
Standing.
He said, can you go and stand by the computer? So we went and stood by the computer.
Already annoyed.
Yeah, this bloke came along and said... And also, this is important, at this point, I saw half a dozen big bags of shop-bought ice
right.
just sitting on the counter.
Yeah.
I thought, all good.
That'd be good for later.
Vocal cords, you know.
Yeah.
So he took us to this table, a nice table, a good four-seater. It was quite near the ladies.
Right.
But that's okay. I thought, I'm going to order some
was
of this.
Was it busy? Was it a busy restaurant, hotel area?
No, no.
Right.
We were just at the beginning of the evening, but it was the evening, it was after six, you know. And you could feel like there was plenty of staff there, but they were all kind of on a break.
Yeah.
I thought I'd order a nice pint of ice water straight away. This voice obsession, are you getting it? Do you see what's
happening? Yes,
And I said to the guy, before we order anything, can we get a pint of ice water straight away? And the door said, oh, I'd like a water. He said, I'll just bring a jug for the table. He brought a jug for the table, four glasses, small carafe of water.
Right.
It amounted to two full glasses.
Yeah.
No ice.
It's not what we want, mate.
It was cold.
Yeah.
Poured it out. I said, yeah, can I get some ice? He said, the water is cold. I was like, I know.
Yeah.
I want some iced water. So now I'm having a row with this guy. And what I wanted was a glass of iced water.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean.
He said, come on.
Come on.
2016.
And then we waited a long time.
Knock yourself out, fellas.
For service, and this one came over, and we said, this superfood salad, is it vegan? And the waitress said, oh, and then my daughter, 10, said, it means that no animal products. And she went, oh, I think it's...
Are you the ice people?
Yeah. How big is the children's roast dinner? Oh, it's... Oh,
do you work here?
Yeah. Are you alive? Okay, well, we'll have two of those super speed salads and two portions of chunky chips. Oh, sorry, there are no chunky chips.
Oh, what?
That's when we walked. We walked. But she said as we left, was it the chunky chips?
Was it the chunky chips?
It wasn't. Really, it was the cold water guy.
Well, really, it was the whole thing of... You're a slight inconvenience to us.
Yes, exactly.
It comes from there, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Stand by the computer.
I really can't stand it with food and drink places when they act like it's a hassle for you to be
there.
It's the same as when bus drivers act annoyed that they have to stop. So what else do you think your purpose is?
Yeah. It's like us being annoyed that we've got to perform.
Yeah,
what
exactly.
We're there for.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Where are we at with the 2.5?
Yeah, I think we're nearing the turning point, aren't we? Although it would be good to get to... Oh, look, it's 2.49. It's right now. Let's do it now. Let's do this thing right.
And...
Okay, let's take a picture of the turning point and then head right back to turn. Now, we did go a long down, so this will be less fun on the way, but... Oh, that's fine.
It'll be all right.
Okay, on we go.
But it will be... It won't be quite so easy.
No, it'll be good. Yeah. Because we're nicely warmed up.
Yeah.
So
how's you... And then you're doing loads of running in Wales.
Oh, it was so good running in Wales. Really excellent, magical. And because I was house-sitting my friend's fabulous house in the high hills above Welshpool.
Right.
And they got this great view. Goes into a little Welsh valley and then off into the hazy distance on the left. And then up to a high moorland top, topped with a fleet of wind turbines on the right. It's so fantastic. And they'd given us the map.
Yeah.
To a 5-mile walk, which kind of loops around the valley.
Perfect.
So I did it.
Thanks, that, mate. Tell you what, I'll run that.
Yeah, I'm running that.
I know it says walk. I'll just run it.
I'm running it.
Yeah.
See you in a minute.
See you in a bit, mate.
So, but I did it. I walked it with the family.
Yeah.
And we all enjoyed it, and it took all afternoon. Yeah, it was nice, slow, nature, and all that stuff. So I knew it as well. I knew the ground.
Right.
The ground is... Ground is not the... What's the line? Ground is not the territory. The map is not the territory.
The map is not the territory.
So I'd seen the territory.
But you knew the territory, and you had the map.
Absolutely.
You're fine. Yeah.
So I went off around that, and I did that every day for around 3 days.
That's great, mate.
It was wonderful.
Perfect.
It's all up and down, just steady.
Great.
And at first, it's interesting how you get past this kind of moment. I was feeling quite philosophical. It's a very spiritual, spacious place. And I'm reading all that Murakami. I finished reading what I think about, what I talk about when I talk about running.
Yeah.
And I started reading
nice book.
One of his novels. And
I've never read his novels. I've always kept on the S. I just like the book. We'll chat about that later, the ultra thing that he talks about. But anyway.
Yeah. So I went round this loop and I was unaware of when I'd be going uphill and when I'd be going downhill. And it was so good psychologically.
Yeah.
To not be able to plan for it, to just go, 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 go.
Yeah.
And see all these amazing things, you know, country stuff. And but it's funny how when I recognised that idea, that kind of separation, that you can't let your psychology mess with you about the hills because you just got to let your body do it because you don't know what's coming.
Yeah.
But the next day...
You knew what was coming.
I knew what was coming. So I started to lose that clarity immediately.
And did it become a bit harder?
No, but what was good then, the other epiphany, which was much more down to earth, I've always had a bit of a fear of running every day.
Right.
Yeah, I always think I'm going to break myself on that really huge commitment. I ran, like I say, 5 miles every day for 3 days, trying to get my miles up, and I normally run 7 or so miles, right?
Yes.
Yep. So I'm adding them up. I got to Wednesday, I thought, I haven't run any further than usual.
Yeah.
If I'd gone out and done 7 and a bit on Monday and Wednesday,
yeah,
the results would have been the same.
Both about the same, yeah.
But that was a bit sad for a second. But then it made me feel much more open-minded about running.
It's quite nice to, you know, run a few days on and take one off. Or
yeah. Mix it up.
You get into that rhythm, yeah.
I mean, at the end of that week, I went to Cardiff. A great run around the barrage down there. And then when I came back, I extended the runs in Wales. I included a bit up onto the aforementioned hill.
Right.
Which is great. Really good up and down.
I think there's nothing better for just getting your running endurance and strength and just rolling hills.
Exactly. And every
just
day.
Nice, steady space, rolling hill. Ready,
the whole thing was like a metaphor for getting the miles in your legs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was feeling, like I say, very spacious in my head, really thinking about things. You know, coming down that hill, really warmed up, feeling good.
Yeah.
Kind of tripping off it, saying to myself, someone who can run like this can do anything.
Yeah.
And then...
It's a good feeling, yeah.
Running up a long hill, I'd walked up with the family looking for wild strawberries in the hedge. And also being careful not to get run over. It was it was zen.
I've started it. I did one session of hill reps on the Tuesday before the park run. And
Sorry,
go for it.
I want a good shot of this.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice.
One reps before the park run, yeah.
So that was like...
We'll take one reps before the park run. Oh, I'll just bring you a bottle of water.
It was four sprints of a minute up a really steep hill and then a long one of about half a mile.
Yeah.
you just feel yourself getting stronger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just like, and it's also, it's good for your running form as well, you know, how yeah. you get up the hill helps.
It's like we were saying to one of the comedians, the great thing about running is it's a really good exercise. I mean, not just good for you, but quite an efficient yes. exercise. So yeah, you can almost see the line going up on the graph, can't you?
Yeah.
And also when you go at it quite heavy like that, you can feel that separation between short-term aches and long-term overall fitness.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So and how many miles a week are you running?
I'm doing, it varies. It's honestly, it's anything between, on my normal weeks, it's between, it's about 40, 45. But then last week I did about 25 because I had a hamstring problem. And this week I'll be back to about 45. By
Tell us about this string.
I just had a bit of a, I got it during, I did one park run after the 1908 at the end of a heavy week's running.
Yeah.
And I just felt a pain in my hamstring.
Yeah.
It didn't tear, but I just felt it.
Stressed it.
Yeah, so I had to rest it this week and I had a massage. And just, I had to listen to it.
Yeah.
And it was saying, don't run so much. Just chill out a bit.
Well, it's interesting, you know, as a outside observer, we did quite a lot of running on Tuesday.
Yeah.
You didn't stretch at all?
No.
Like, not any?
No.
You seem generally okay with that.
Yeah, it's fine.
I don't think my body would do that at all.
I'll be doing a bit more.
Yeah.
Especially before fast sessions, I've been doing some stretching.
Yeah. Well, I was talking to some to the guys and the young guys in the band last night about how if you're on a 5K fast,
yeah,
you know, you really know it. It really takes everything up a notch. And obviously, they were talking kind of scientifically and medically, but I was saying that when we do an attempt to get good speed on a park run, you know it for the rest of the week, even though it's 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And you can be back with the family in time for breakfast. It's
a race, yeah.
It takes it out of your body, you can feel it.
Yeah.
Whereas, what I'm sort of learning from these is, if you do it right, you can go out and kind of, what's Susie Chan's verb? Bimble.
Right.
For like double figures of miles.
And it feels like
And you
okay.
don't really notice it because yeah. you're just bimbling.
A good old bimble.
Big difference.
I mean, to be honest, I find park runs very manageable.
Yeah.
I don't feel it too much, but maybe because I'm used to running faster.
Yeah.
So I do more long reps and stuff.
And like you're not stretching, I mean, you're basically in the running zone at all times.
Yeah, but I'm starting to stretch more, as I said. I stretched a lot before that PB, maybe that was part of it.
Yeah, yeah.
I just stretch more.
You well, know. I think you should stretch more, but then
yeah, I should
that's because I need to.
I should stretch more.
You know, I got up here and, you know, I wouldn't have minded 2 days off, but starting the shows and settling in, I ended up not running for 3 days. And by that third day, I was really panicking. I'm feeling weak.
But let me at it.
Yeah, and it's really interesting because I had so much on.
Yeah.
You know, I was literally trying to become nocturnal. And yet still, I was like, God, got to get out there and run a few miles.
I need to feel myself. Yeah, it's funny, you feel that kind of shaky sort of tension around the house.
Yeah.
That only a run will sort out.
Yeah, I need it.
Yeah.
I need it. But also, you were saying, oh, this Yorkshire Marathon is in. Well, it is. It's 2 months now.
2 months, yeah.
Oh, I need to get ready for that. But if you're running 40, 45 miles a week, you're doing all right.
Oh, yeah, totally. Absolutely. It's just the long runs, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just
and
that
not
weekly,
just miles together, but getting out and doing
that,
it in
that
one.
Weekly long running yeah, yeah. one. Yeah.
I know what you mean.
Get training that up again.
I'm trying to add the miles each week and also trying to make one of them a longer one.
Yeah, yeah.
But I haven't done any major mileage, but I'm being really strict about adding. So the further I go week on week, and specifically the further we go this week, the harder it will be next week.
Right.
Because I never, unless injury or whatever stop me,
yeah.
I will always add miles.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm still around the 25, you know, 23, 24, 25 mark. But if at the end of this week, as is probably likely, we've run 30.
Yeah.
Then I'm not going to drop below 30 again.
Yeah, that's good.
It's a nice steady way of building it up. And I just include everything we're doing anywhere along the way, you know. Running with comedians. Things you would do towards a marathon, like a 10, 13,
yeah.
16.
It's and good then, to, it's that, that weekly long run is crucial.
Yeah.
And I haven't really started doing them, and it's just getting your body used to that.
And when you do lots of short ones, they do play like a warm-up for it, which is nice.
Yeah.
Oh, look, Arthur's Seat, or the back end of it anyway, the Lion's Haunch. If you don't know Edinburgh, Arthur's Seat is just fantastic. It's a proper mountain with crags and everything.
It's amazing.
It's just sitting in a park.
Yeah.
And
it's fab.
It's really good. I know people climb it every day, but you could fall off it and die. It's a proper...
It's dramatic, isn't it? It's not undangerous.
Years ago, I saw a great show by the old Scottish travelogue guy, Tom Weir, who was... I want to say, I don't know if he was husband or brother to Molly Weir, who played Hazel the McWhist in Rent a Ghost.
I don't know that.
Anyway, Rent a Ghost.
You aren't a Rent a Ghost.
Timothy Claypool.
Yeah, okay. Right, yeah, yeah.
Oz Bodkins.
Vague memories of that.
So, so he was up here on Arthur's Seat and he told a story about this guy from the Alps who'd come here in the 19th century. And he was a top mountaineer, like when mountaineers were a brand new thing.
Right.
And I'll go behind you for this next cyclist. And he said, they asked him from the middle of Edinburgh, they said, how long do you think it would take to get you to the top of that mountain? And he said, 4 hours. I think 4 hours.
Right.
But you can be up there in 25 minutes. There's houses around the other side of it.
Yeah.
He's brilliant.
He's perfect.
Great place to ride. So, we could peel off up to the left here, but I think we should go back up through the tunnel, don't you?
Yeah, that'd be great, yeah.
Yeah, excellent. So, I was running up this, just slight incline, a couple of years ago. I saw a guy on a bike.
What, on this incline?
Just here.
Right.
It was so heavily accessorised. You know, water bottle, gloves, helmet, sunglasses,
yeah,
panniers.
Older gear.
And the one thing he wasn't using on the bike... was the gears.
Right.
It's not a steep hill. Let me get you in front of this tunnel because it looks really special. Look at that, he's going in there. Look back, look back. There he goes. Into the tunnel. What does the tunnel represent?
Now this does feel zombie apocalypse, doesn't it?
It does a bit. It's 28 days later.
Yeah.
You don't want to come across... the kind of zombies that can run. But then
they can run really fast, zombies, don't they? They just sprint full pelt. There's no stretching if you're a zombie. They just see
no,
you go, don't they?
You're upsetting geeks. Yeah. Zombies can't run.
Well, so what's happening in 28 days later then when this?
Oh, they haven't.
They're not zombies.
They're not zombies. They've got the rage.
Right, okay.
It's a different thing.
So what is the difference?
It came from a monkey. It's a virus created in a lab.
Right. So zombies are a bit slower, are they?
Yeah.
They're on their like feet.
Automata.
Right.
You know, they move slowly and without intelligence.
So they're like the end of a marathon.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
They're almost like the bit over the line where you go and get your medals.
Yes. Foil.
If you just put a brain in the goodie bag, that's it. That's
yeah. And 28 days later, they've got some weird virus.
Yeah.
They've got some sort of sprinting virus.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I think there's a bit in the film where the newsreader said, they're a lot like zombies, but they can run for narrative purposes. It's quite good because there's lights dotted along here like the titles of Poirot or Birds of a Feather.
It is nice, yeah.
But if just one of them was out, you get this dark patch. And you think, bruh. Imagine how scary it would have been for those horses back when the innocent railway began.
I just got a suggestion of Christmas then. I don't know, I know it's absurd, but you know, sometimes the mood of Christmas, I mean, it says a lot that I got it in August in Edinburgh.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, yeah, but that sort of, maybe it's because of the mystery of running through the quite a magical tunnel.
Absolutely.
I just got a kind of foreshadow of Christmas.
Yeah.
But obviously,
also, did you see that fat guy, the red outfit, the
beard? Yeah.
Slipping into a
slipping down the chimney. Yeah.
But there is a kind of gothic magic to Edinburgh. It really is.
Yeah,
you know, it's easy to whip it up into real narrative, you know, to say to the kids, oh, look, it's flourishing blots or whatever. But you can really understand how all that Harry Potter energy came to J.K. Rowling from this place.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just, it's right there.
So she wrote it here, did she?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
She had the idea on the train.
Right.
Which goes right to the heart of the book because it's,
the station at the start.
King's Cross to Edinburgh is the Hogwarts Express, you know. And then she wrote it here. She still lives here. And it's just everywhere, you know. even though Hogwarts is a huge, wizarding, pointy, turreted thing by a lake in the mists of the Highlands, it's still also Edinburgh Castle.
Yeah.
The cafe, the Elephant House on George IV Bridge, where she wrote some of the book, it's got views out the window to the castle.
I didn't realise all that.
Yeah. Totally. It's a place
of
pilgrimage.
It's got loads of just nice little mysterious sort of bookshops and kind of
absolutely
independent.
Well, you were saying more prosaically, rent's cheap.
Yeah.
So
retail rent's cheap in Edinburgh, so they can keep the little shops open that you want to see open.
It also means there's over 1,000 Sainsbury's locals.
Yeah.
Which isn't quite as nice.
There's loads of them, yeah.
So that's the Innocent Railway. What do you think?
I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, I recommend it to
anyone. That's an amazing run, yeah. Really good. And if you want to, you can do quarter mile reps in the tunnel.
Oh yeah.
If you wanted to go like crazy speed on it, you could just sprint.
Yeah.
Sprint down there.
Yeah, but dress as a zombie.
Yeah.
Because then the other people in the tunnel will really enjoy you.
Out of my way! And it's slightly downhill. You could really leather it down there.
Yeah, yeah. Get some red contact lenses.
Yeah. Yeah.
Smear some ketchup around your jaws. And run in some old clothes.
Oh, that'd be great, yeah.
Maybe carry some viscera in one hand.
Yeah.
And that way you can get really fit. And also give some cyclists nightmares
bit
for the rest
night,
of time.
Revenge on the cyclist. Cycle in.
So
the zombies in the cycle in.
That sounds more... The Scottish accent just makes you sound more officious.
Yeah, yeah,
if you could actually not run zombies.
Because
you're the stub in the butts.
Zombies keep to the left on the cycle in. If you have the rage, go right and zombies to the left.
So we'll retrace our steps where we started the...
Right.
The magical playground at the east end of the meadows.
And we'll
start
again.
Where all
again.
Good runs start from.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to show you another one of my runs.
Right.
Ooh.
Like it.
Ask me if Deering's, it's up and round Arthur's Seat.
Deering's magical episode. Is it?
No.
Ooh. What?
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 Yeah.
But I've been promised a hill.
Yeah, there's going to be a bit of climbing on the next one, but you didn't have this time.
Great. Feel the strength.
So, it's funny about hills, isn't it? As we talked about it before, I just didn't get for a while how they just build your strength so excellently.
Oh, they're fantastic. The
I think that at the heart of it is this sense that it's psychological. Because you get to a hill and you think, ooh, a hill. And then your body doesn't care about that and just goes up it.
Yeah, yeah.
And you think, oh, I'm good. And then you do another one. And also that moment we've talked about before, when you get to the top of the climb and you're really tired and you're going really slow, but you just keep running.
And then you recover.
Yeah, yeah, and then you recover.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you go up another one and your body just gets used to the idea.
Yeah.
You know, in a way, if you run three hills in the same run and you're able to do it, your third hill is going to be the easiest.
Yes.
Because your body warms up into it. So this is the road, the Pleasance, and down there is the famous Edinburgh venue, the Pleasance, where I did all my first Edinburgh shows.
Same here, mate.
Have you seen anyone there? Well, I think we'll talk
the street's
Edinburgh.
Street's laden with memories.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Not to mention seagulls, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
Coming home at 5:30 in the morning, we should have pressed the button at that crossing.
We'll be all
stuck
right.
Waiting
we'll
to cross
all right.
The road.
We'll do the old drift into the middle thing. Actually, here we go.
After the red one. Lovely. Ooh. Hey, this, it says outside that pub opened today at 08:00. I think they've got their clocks
wrong. Yes.
But worryingly, when I saw that it was open at 8 in the morning, I was quite excited. I thought, oh, that might come in handy.
We're just hanging out, yeah.
Oh, we haven't confessed about, what are you drinking at the moment?
I haven't drank that much.
In the last few weeks, though, in my absence.
Just wine. Just got a really nice case of Bordeaux in. Just been sinking into that.
Yeah, lovely.
Declassified, whatever it is. Margaux. Wine that's way too posh for me.
Yeah.
But that I bankrupt myself on.
Yeah, yeah.
Really brambly, gorgeous wine that you drink more of just because you're living the taste of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? It's just like...
But also, if you do get quality wine, that in a very simple level, it doesn't hurt your body as much because it's easier
to
digest.
Yeah, you don't feel as bad.
It's not full of toxins and stuff.
Yeah.
Look at this evil-looking place, the Queen's Hall, where they have all the classical music. And it's kind of full of doom, isn't it?
Quick, Rob.
There you go.
Quick.
Oh, it's exciting. I'm in the middle of the road.
a moment's separation.
Here we go. So, because I planned to not drink at all in the run-up to Edinburgh.
Yeah.
I actually haven't drunk at all since I'm up here because of the aforementioned voice thing.
Right.
I mean, it is interesting. Alcohol does go to your muscles, you know.
That's the thing about it. It does reduce the strength and quality of your muscle contractions.
Yeah,
or
the efficiency of your body.
Yeah, you just feel it. It's no good if you want to go fast.
But having said that, I was trying to warm up for that in the run-up to Edinburgh.
Yeah.
But in this magical house we borrowed in the middle of nowhere,
tucked in,
there was
no holding back.
It would have been offensive to the experience. Not to
here we go.
Not to put away. Coming around? No, straight on. Not to put away wine on the daily basis.
Now that's it. Sometimes you're somewhere so nice, we have to drink here.
Yeah.
If we but don't, equally, we are letting it down.
And that sounds like quite desperate and alcoholic, but actually, it did lead, because it is, it did lead directly to moderation.
Yeah.
You only need a glass or two while you're cooking dinner.
Yeah.
And then
you don't end up binging then.
All you've done is access the magic.
Yeah.
And for me, that level of moderation is huge. I mean, I didn't find the urge to have a cocktail at any point. I didn't drink any beer. Let's just stop here a second and review what we've done.
Yeah.
So, did we do five?
That was lovely. It was about five, was it?
Well, I'm going to tell you for sure whether we broke five. There's the old app. 4.8. That'll do us.
Yeah, that's fine.
And we did that in 44 minutes.
Okay, good.
The Innocent Railway, if you're in Edinburgh, look it up. We're going to continue this run, so if you're listening, you'll hear the rest of it. But if you're just listening to this right now, great. Happy running. Get in touch.
We're on the Facebook here and the Run Compod.
Twitter and Instagram. And good luck with your running. And talk to you next time.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered. Boom, 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 boom